MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 19, 2025. A special election has been set for March 31, and a Marblehead teacher is accusing the schools of anti-Semitism. Rain, wind, mid-50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:31 a.m. and 11:12 p.m. Stephen Hagen writes in the Gloucester Times, on the day the Massachusetts House of Representatives agreed to hold a special election to fill the seat of the late Representative Anne Margaret Ferranti, a Republican announced her entry into the race for the 5th Essex seat. The 5th Essex District encompasses Gloucester, Rockport, Essex, and Manchester-by-the-Sea. The special election will take place Tuesday, March 31. On Thursday, longtime Gloucester resident Ashley Sullivan, a Republican, said she was throwing her hat into the ring. Ferranti's aide, Drew Tarr, former Rockport Select Board Chair Sarah Wilkinson, both Democrats, announced their bids for the 5th District seat earlier this month. They each filed papers December 8 to set up candidate committees in the district. In 2022, Sullivan, former chair of the Gloucester Republican City Committee, lost in the general election to Ferranti, who won her seventh term. Sophia Harris is reporting on itemlive.com. Following the Hanukkah celebrations Thursday night, the Marblehead School Committee heard testimony from longtime Marblehead educator Bridget Carnes, who waived her right to discuss the anti-Semitism allegations in executive session, allowing a grievance hearing to proceed in open session. The emotional testimony alleged anti-Semitism and retaliation by Marblehead Public Schools after Carnes spoke publicly about anti-Jewish bias in the district. Carnes, an English teacher at Marblehead Veterans Middle School with more than 24 years in the district, was represented by attorney Yale Megan. Addressing the committee, Carnes said she believed the district's decision to split her lead teacher position was directly tied to her public remarks at the ICANN Summit in June 2024, where she discussed anti-Semitism in K-12 schools. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the Salem News, Michael McHugh is reporting, the Essex County Greenbelt Association says it has raised the $3.7 million necessary to buy and permanently protect 66 acres of ecologically significant land in Hamilton that had been eyed for development. In August, Greenbelt started a fundraising campaign to buy the property at 133 Essex Street. It includes mature forest land, rocky outcrops, vernal pools, and working farmland along both Route 22 and Shebaco Road. It also connects directly to the trails in Shebaco Woods, a popular year-round outdoor recreation area. The property has been the subject of development proposals in recent years, including a proposed 40B modified development by Canterbrook Farm developer Larry Smith, that included 59 mixed-age units and 32 buildings on the land. Dave Rogers writes in the Newburyport Daily News, in Newburyport, the city's skyline was dramatically altered Thursday morning when its only wind turbine, owned by Mark Ritchie of Mark Ritchie Woodworking, was dismantled. With firefighters on hand, Baldwin crane workers took apart the 292-foot-tall turbine that, since 2009, had towered over Parker Street and could be seen for miles in every direction, As a precaution, nearby Route 1 was shut down for several minutes while it was taken down. In a statement, a company spokesperson said the turbine was no longer operational despite considerable efforts to find replacement parts to keep it running. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Marblehead boys basketball team topped Saugus last night 70-48. Junior captain Finn Brown scored 26 points for the Magicians, including 17 in the second half. Marblehead will play at Bishop Fenwick Sunday afternoon at 1:30. In other games, it was Lynn English over Revere 56-47. Lynn Classic will beat Medford 67-60. The Rams are now 2-0 for the season. In boys hockey, it was Essex Tech 5 and Danvers nothing. In girls hockey, Marblehead beat Newburyport 3-2 in overtime on Wednesday. Layla Dulick netted the game-winning goal 3 minutes into overtime. Winthrop girls return to action tomorrow night after splitting their first two games. This is Coach Anthony Martucci identifying the Vikings leaders.
So right now we get our leadership group is of five, and we have two captains and three assistants. And the two captains are Avelina Coffey, who's one of our defensemen, Tegan Pereira, who's one of our defensemen. And then we have two forwards, centers Reese Ferrara and center Chloe Couture. And then obviously our goaltender is also one of our leaders, Riley Tous. They wear the A's.
That's Winthrop girls hockey coach Anthony Martucci. The Salem News has selected Beverly High School senior Jason Provost as Boys Cross Country of the Year. The Bruins fell to the Edmonton Oilers last night 3-1. Bruins will be hosting Vancouver tomorrow night. Celtics off last night, and they will play Miami tonight at the Garden. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.